Hello, Lawrence, Kansas. Thanks for tuning in to ADDDDD.
Say ADD. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I don't want to say that right now.
Can you say ADD?
I don't want to say that right now.
All right, now here's a little song I want everybody to listen to. It's talking about love and it's talking about hate. You know, I think the only way we're going to do away with hate is to get so much love going around till there just won't be any more hate.
I'm your host, Jason Barr, hanging out, listening to the sounds outside of my apartment. It's nice and noisy around here. Got all the doors and windows open. It's cool outside, surprisingly. Seems like fall is creeping in, which hopefully that means this final Fridays will be incredible. No more 100-degree days, please, please. Because that sucks, right? You get outside, you just sweat. Got that shirt you love to wear, but you maybe wear it for an hour. Because if you start sweating in it too hard, it starts to smell really fast, even though it's clean, because it's like 100 years old, and 4 people have owned it. You know what I'm talking about, Lawrence. I'm here to give you guys the update on the upcoming Final Fridays. This is going to be the last podcast I put out this week. Before the event happened, so I was hoping to kind of get a jump on it instead of just releasing it on Friday. Hopefully this will get out to you by Wednesday or Thursday. Anyway, thanks for tuning in and all the feedback I've been getting recently. I appreciate it. Anyway, I just want to start off by talking about the Flash Space, which is the temporary installation gallery at Maurice's downtown, which is at 739 Mass. Apparently, a group called BALM, which is B-A-L-M with periods in between, standing for Beauty, Art, and Life Movement, appear to be an open collective. If you go to balm.org.wordpress.com, you can learn more about them. Apparently, Darren White is curating an exhibit there. He's also a part of the BALM collective. And their theme is transparent, translucent, exploring ways of seeing. So check that out. It seems like a pretty big group show there. Mostly larger flat works.
That's amazing!
There's also still going to be sculptural stuff out and about, 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 out and about. We've also got Marilyn Horsch, new paintings at People's Optical downtown, and Hannah T. Johnson showing what I see as art quilts. I suppose that's self-explanatory. At Love Garden Sounds that night, great space. Jeremy Morris will be opening a continued series of masked portraits at the Invisible Hand Gallery, which is 801 and a half Mass. That's above the Esquina Kitchen right there at 8th and Mass. Wayne Propst, the local weirdo.
Yeah, don't put too many bomb heads in this thing, just in case.
It's going to be showing baby doll heads, which I believe he had a show of this up at Invisible Hand before. Pretty funny. Usually just sort of thrashed, melted, stepped on, deformed, drawn on, funny displays of classic baby doll heads. And that's at the Bourgeois Pig. Apparently they're also going to be giving away free hot dogs. Free hot dogs.
Don't brag.
I can't stop loving you. I've made up my mind.
The Fresh Produce Art Collective will also be showing at the new Quintessential Gallery at 9th in New Jersey. That's 512 East 9th Street. Rest in peace, dot, dot, dot. The show is titled First Final Fridays, featuring fresh artists. Stan Hurd, Kansas legend, who has his upcoming film, which will be shown at the Lawrence Art Center on September 10th and 11th, will be actually having a opening of his photography at the Art Center that night. And that's at 940 New Hampshire, so it's a little bit off of Mass Street. But you all know where the Art Center is, the giant modern building across from the parking garage. And simultaneously, the Pop Show will still be up, and Herb Friedson's enameling exhibit will be up. Collected works by him. Matt Hoffman, a.k.a. Sign, is also going to be showing at the gallery that I participate in, Wonder Fair, at 803 and a half Mass. The door is located between the Buckle and the Casbah, which now houses the Burger Stand. Thank you.
I'm going back to my praying ground. I'm gonna give the devil one more round.
So there's a lot of information. They now have actual flyers that you can pick up downtown. I know you can pick some up at the Art Center, and they should be sort of scattered around at other galleries. You should be able to pick some up at Wonder Fair and just separate places. There's tons and tons of places, not just the actual galleries that are going to be showing art. We're talking everything from the 1109 Gallery, which surprisingly is at 1109 Massachusetts, Diane's Artisan Gallery, Framewood's It's About Time at 816 Mass, Lawrence Percolator in the alley behind the Lawrence Art Center will be having a show, which is the You Can't Scare Me, I'm a Teacher exhibit, which is still running and apparently has been getting some good hits thanks to the podcast. Thanks for patronizing that location. Good stuff there from Lawrence Teachers. And the Lawrence Public Library will even be having an exhibition, which is at 707 Vermont. Phoenix Gallery at 919 Massachusetts. And Signs of Life will also be showing art. You know, they've got the gallery upstairs there. Through a Glass Productions at 1009 New Hampshire is also showing. Van Gogh Mobile Arts all the way down on 715 New Jersey also will be showing stuff. Goldmakers Jewelry, 715 Restaurant, Amy's Coffee Shop, The Bourgeois Pig, which I've mentioned, Global Cafe, Mirth Cafe, Pachamama's, Teller's Restaurant, Wheatfield's Bakery, and let's see here, what else? White Chocolate, The Skate Shop, which they're now referring to as the White Chocolate Experience. I've never heard that. That's funny. The Etc. Shop, Dynamite Saloon, Eccentricities, Eldridge Hotel, just to name almost all of them. So if you pick up one of these maps, it's got everything, you know, lined up with the numbers and whatnot and some interesting frequently asked questions like, you know, how do you find the art? Where can you buy the art and whatnot? So basically, yeah, everything's going to be for sale. Come and get it. Get down there. It's going to be officially open from 5 to 8. I think some of the galleries may be open till, you know, 9 or 10, especially if they're a bar.
Smack it up, flip it, pulled out. About to fell, Sunday in the ATL and I'm all out of hell. Like a bat out of hell. Tripped on a cattail, mud drinking out of pail. Who let the rat out the cell? Got all the ingredients and recipe, might as well. Since last week, the bootlegger been in jail. If all else fail,
so come and check that out. And if you have any other questions, feel free to email me at Viva La Bar. That's VivaLaBarr at gmail.com. I can try to connect you with the right person. And I really just want to see people out, so I don't know. Also, I do post links to all this stuff on my Twitter account, so if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, that's at bar with three R's, B-A-R-R-R. So I'd rather connect with everybody on Twitter these days. That seems to be the place to do it, the place to be. Again, all these links are pretty much posted already on my Twitter feed, which is an open feed. So even if you don't have a Twitter account, you can go to twitter.com/@bar. B-A-R-R-R, and you can find all of this information and more. I'm also assuming that everyone survived the Busker Fest, the traveling hobo circus of dudes with dreadlocks, proving that riding a unicycle can make them money for one weekend a year. So I hope y'all enjoyed that. Also, don't forget to check out Futilitarian, a fibers installation by Danielle Yackel. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's a super sick installation that you can walk in that's in the new space, which used to be the actual gallery shop at the Lawrence Arts Center. So come check that out. They're open from 9 to 9 every day, but that will also be going on at that time. So other than that, I hope to see you all out at Final Fridays.
La, 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 wait till I give my money right. Oh, I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. Oh, I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard.
Also, a special shout out to the Rat House Art Blog. I informed me today about the show Peace Be With Yo Asses with a great picture of a piece, like a necklace, sort of like, you know, it says who created yo ass, and it's got these hands kind of coming out made of diamonds with a cross necklace, you know, something that you would see Kanye West wear, like his Jesus piece. So it seems like this kid, I shouldn't say kid, this guy, Dylan Mortimer, is showing stuff at the KU Art and Design Gallery, which is in the KU Art and Design building. It's 1467 Jayhawk Boulevard. It seems like a pretty witty take on private faith and how it functions in public. So check that out if you're out and about. That's going to be going on through September 10th. Thanks for listening to ADD. I'm Jason Barr. Peace.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.